Go back and call the police.
What's happened?
Maggie, she's dead.
A brand new drama coming to Channel 5, starring Bertie Carvel.
I'm Chief Inspector Dalgliesh.
Based on the best-selling detective novels by P.D. James.
Until we know more, we're treating this as an unexplained death.
Well, you don't seriously see me as a suspect, do you?
If you did it, there will be evidence, and I will find it.
Dalgliesh starts Thursday at 9 on Channel 5. Also stream on MyFive.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Boogie Monster. I'm Kyle Kinane.
I'm Dave Stone.
Look at that. Pro open.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
Pro gear, pro attitude, man.
Uh-huh. We're the Boogie Boogie Monsters. That's us.
You blew it. You blew it right there.
Fuck.
You stumbled.
Damn it.
You stumbled. Let's take
Boogie
it again.
Boogie Daves. Okay. Take it again. From the top.
I'm the Boogie Monster.
I'm
Kyle Kinane.
I'm David Gaines.
David Gaines Stone, mm-hmm. Which means you're putting on weight in old English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm sure you've heard that enough times.
What is a stone? Is a stone 20
I'll never
pounds?
Fucking know. I see someone, you lost two stone. No fucking clue.
Yeah.
Get on board, England. We use... American math. Get used to it, all right? Listen, we don't have time for your easily divided numeric designations. We go by weird dozens and quarts, and God forbid you want to make a recipe and try and figure out how many of one thing or another thing. I don't know why the fuck we didn't go to metric.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just throw that on the list of all the ass backwards bullshit this country's caught up in right now.
Yeah, I can never remember anything metric. I don't know how long a kilometer is.
Yeah, but it's easy when everything's divisible by 10.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Everything's divisible by 10. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's why it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
A millimeter is a thousandth of a meter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A centimeter is a hundredth of a meter. Mm. A kilometer is 1,000 meters. I'm saying these things with confidence. I'm not sure if I'm correct whatsoever. But as far as how many feet in a mile, what is it, like 3,207.5 or some shit?
I think it's 5,200 and something, isn't it?
Well, either way. That's not a number that's easy to remember.
No, that's hard to do.
Oh, boy. How's your day, Dave? How's it going, man?
Real good, man. Just walked on the beach again. But I've walked on the beach every day this week, just taking these long beach walks, just like
Look
I'm in
you.
A Lifetime movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm reflecting.
Look at you in an ad for antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
Just out there
not
feeling
today.
Good about yourself.
Not today, depression.
Nope.
Walking on a smelly beach. Mm-hmm. Nah, I love it, man.
How was your Halloween? Happy St. Mothman's Day, by the way.
Right. I forgot to put my French bread out last night, and sure enough,
I did too.
Beef.
I got caught up. I went out. Yeah, no beef. Where's the beef?
Mm-hmm. I did see a few listeners send in some pics of their bread.
I hope you got a delicious wet beef sandwich in the morning waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Man, that'd be good.
Just wake up, hot beef sandwich on your stoop. Stoop beef. Get a nice stoop beef sandwich.
Oh, stoop beef.
What'd you do for your Halloween? Other than not enjoy a Braves World Series just yet.
Oh, man. It started with such a bang. I don't know if you caught any of the highlights. I believe it was the first inning, first or second inning, maybe the first inning. Braves hit a grand slam. We jumped out to a 4-0 lead. I was like, oh, is this it? Is this the day? And boy, that turned out to not be a dent in the compared to the offense the Astros provided. They beat us like 9-5. Just, you know, just one, you can't win them all. But yeah, so we got we're through five games. After five games, the Braves lead 3-2. So we just need one more. Although we are going back to Houston, it's always more difficult to be the road team.
Yeah.
You know, not just, you know, the fans and whatnot, but just strategically batting first in the
I was thinking about how much of I'm a baby when I like, oh, I gotta travel and I gotta do a show the night of traveling. These guys gotta play a whole baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, usually
45 minutes to an hour of jokes I already know. What a struggle.
I think for the most part, they try not to travel on the same day as they're playing. They always, you know, travel, have what they call a travel day. So, for example, they're traveling today, and then they'll play tomorrow night in Houston. But, yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like to do a whole lot of traveling the day of the show. And you're right. I'm just standing there reciting jokes I've already written. I'm not trying to hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, if I was being paid a few million bucks, I'd probably pipe down about my travel day.
Yeah.
Something tells me that their starting lineup isn't flying fucking coach. You know, something tells me they probably get a neck rub or two on the plane.
Yeah, probably so. They probably all sit in first class. No, they I guess these days pretty much every team charters. I know back in the day, I think in the 70s, they were still, maybe even into the 80s, you could still see whole sports teams on commercial flights.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if you just on a Southwest flight with the Lakers.
Yeah. Sorry, Kareem, I don't feel like giving up my window seat. You're going to have to take the middle. Playing terrible today. Oh, it looks like his knee's hurt. He's been stuck in a middle seat going across country.
That would suck so bad. But yeah, so watch the Braves get beat last night. So that really kind of put a damper in my Halloween spirit. But I rebounded. I watched a few movies.
What'd you watch?
I revisited American Werewolf in London.
Classic. Love that flick. Movie.
Man, that is such a... rarely is a scary movie also funny. I mean, it happens, but there's some really funny dialogue in there. The not the main character, but his buddy who gets mauled there at the beginning. Yeah, that dude keeps funny.
Coming back. Yeah,
funny dude. Got good comedic timing. Mm-hmm. So I watched that again, and also revisited They Live, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoyed that, and watched a little bit. I got about halfway through before I fell asleep. Trick or Treat. Not the 80s one with Skippy you were talking about in the bonus episode.
Oh, okay.
The one they made about 10 years ago, kind of a – I think that one's also, you know, kind of a collection of shorts that kind of interweave together at the end, but really well done.
All right.
Have you seen that one? Have you seen Trick or Treat?
I don't think I have. Not that one.
There's I don't know this actor's name, but it's this little kid. He was in – I think it's the same actor that was in Bad Santa – little chubby kid with the blonde curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
He's in this and just plays a great little 10-year-old shithead. Just a little shitty bastard. Just walking down the street, knocking over everybody's jack-o'-lantern, just splatting pumpkins for like a quarter mile. And
he
then,
played real good putts in that Bad Santa movie.
Yeah, he sure did. And then in this one, he steals some candy and then there's some repercussions. So I won't spoil it, but it's a pretty good scene.
All right. A few movies called Trick or Treat out there.
Yeah.
We watched Beetlejuice. Haven't seen Beetlejuice in a while.
Beetlejuice. I like Beetlejuice. I got a funny Beetlejuice story. We've talked about this on the Stoneberg, so I don't think she'll mind. But old Beetlejuice was... Katie's introduction into womanhood.
Like
she got excited as a young gal about Beetlejuice.
For Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Not young Alec Baldwin.
No, not a unmasked young strapping Michael Keaton, but a Beetlejuice Michael Keaton. Apparently changed a lot for her.
So you sure you don't want to wear a black and white striped suit to your wedding?
I found that so bizarre.
Throw a little green in there. Yeah, it's weird, man. I mean, I'm not judging, but it's out of the ordinary.
Got me a real freak.
You know what, though? Think of how many dudes got sprung over Jessica Rabbit. So,
oh, yeah, true.
You know what, Katie? Go ahead and have a little Beetlejuice. Go ahead and say it three times to yourself before you go to bed.
What an odd thing to push your button. But hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But I do like that movie. It's a fun one. It's a good dark comedy.
I'm still stuck on like, he's got like a moss growing on his face.
Yeah, he's hideous.
And yellow teeth. Mm-hmm. He eats bugs.
Yeah, he's a literal ghoul. But something did that. Something did it for
him. Okay. All right, then. This might inform my wedding present for you guys.
Oh, man. But yeah, what else did I do? Walked on the beach yesterday. By the way, people walking on the beach. I walked to the beach. We got this like walking path and a bike path, but it's right on the beach. And so I'm actually walking on concrete. But by the way, just a reminder out there, people, sidewalk law. You know, if you're walking on a sidewalk or a walking trail, whatever, let's try to keep it to the right, just like you're driving. And let's be aware and cognizant if we're with a group, not to just walk five wide. I got stuck behind a group of Asian people yesterday. Looked like they were just out having a nice stroll.
Left that part out.
Yeah, and they were Asian. You know, there's nothing wrong with being Asian, but they were clearly Asian. Couldn't help but notice. But they were walking at a pace and with a body language that looked like they had never seen the sky. So they were all just kind of mouth agape, eyes up in the sky, but walking five wide where nobody behind them could pass them and nobody coming towards them had room to get by.
All rules off that's Santa Monica or Venice Pier. Like, just, I assume nobody knows. I assume everybody's brand new to society out there.
I don't
expect anybody to adhere to any rules of how the world should work in tourist areas.
Yeah, guess not.
I mean, God bless. I could talk shit on New York for the rest of my days, but they got sidewalk walking figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know what they're doing, the pedestrians over there.
Yeah, because there's consequence.
But yeah, this was comical. This was almost like they were trying to prevent other people from walking on it. Like, they were just quite a wall.
What I learned, what somebody told me when I was in China, was that one of the way they drive is like the only concern is what's in front of them. So changing lanes, whatever, they cut people off all the time, but that's because the person behind them is only paying attention to what's in front of them. They expect, like, if your scope is only what's in front of you and you're only watching the cars in front of you, then whatever they're going to do, you're theoretically supposed to be ready for. So you do whatever you need to do because the people behind you are adhering to those same rules.
Yeah, they're going to respond to you.
That's how it was explained to me. And also just the walking and stuff there was not there may have been some sort of system, but I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Also a good time to remind people, when driving on the freeway or the interstate, slower traffic, keep right. This last run up in the Pacific Northwest, one of the worst offenders, multiple offenders I've seen. Like, every 10 minutes, there was some asshole just putzing along in the left lane. And do people not know that? Or idiot or asshole? Which is it? Because when I pass them, people just look like, huh? Why? I'm driving my car. Just, you know, putts it along 70 miles an hour in the left lane trying to pass folks, and boom, there's an asshole going 53 in the fast lane. I mean, it literally happened, that two-week run. No shit, it happened 100 times. It happened 10 times a day.
Well,
it's just unfucking believable.
Let's not let this turn into another episode of Dave's Angry at the World here.
No, I'm fine. I just a reminder, stay the fuck out of the left lane. Please. How is that not common sense? But okay,
Just ain't, buddy. I trust me, I live in Oregon now. People go 5 miles under the speed limit just to be safe. Mm. They all have Subarus, but refuse to drive in weather. We got bigger fish to fry, buddy.
Yeah, evidently. But yeah, yesterday I had a fun day. Went liquor shopping for the wedding. Don't think I've ever spent that much money on liquor at one time. That was exciting.
Okay, so what do we got?
Got all kinds of shit, man. But oh man, I got such a good deal on Grey Goose. I don't know if you ever drank the Grey Goose.
I will at your wedding.
It's fairly top shelf. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm not really into vodka, but Katie used to be a big fan of Grey Goose. But anyway, I see it, you know, 750, the 750 milliliter, the standard bottle. Usually you can find that at the grocery store for $35, $40. Ralph's had it on sale for $16.99. Went to four different Ralph's. Scored a total of six bottles. So, yeah, got six bottles of Grey Goose, got six bottles of Jim Beam Black, got six bottles of Patron Tequila, Patron Silver. What else? Got the Grand Marnier, whatever that is, to go with it. We have the Cadillac Margarita is on the wedding open bar menu. So I guess you need that Grand Marnier. I guess, what is that, just some sort of liqueur? I don't even know what it tastes like.
Grand Marnier?
Yeah, maybe it's orange, I think.
I think it's got an orange essence.
But yeah, so got that. Got a bunch of Coors Banquet for the Kyle. What else? Got
I've been taking my pills. I'll drink beer.
Got some Fat Tire Amber Ale. Got some Modelo. We bought a case of red wine, a case of white wine. Yeah, we're all stocked up, man. All stocked up. Bought a bunch of booze yesterday.
I like it, man.
Like I want an alcoholic shopping spree. Oh, yeah, man. Pretty good little Sunday, other than the Braves breaking my heart.
I didn't know you had to buy your own booze for an open bar.
Yeah, well, what we're doing is the catering company, we could buy all the booze through them, but obviously they're going to upcharge us a little bit. So, yeah, we just went out and bought all our own liquor. And we're bringing it, and then we hired the catering company's providing a bartender, so we're just going to turn it over to the bartender and let them have at it for the rest of the day. But, yeah, save a lot of money just buying it yourselves.
All right. Will you be mad if I drink Cadillac margaritas instead of Coors?
Not at all. Not at all, buddy. I'm probably going to be doing the same.
Beer is like a little anchor that I swallow now. It's just this weight that sits in me, and I don't get drunk. I just get slow.
I never get drunk on beer because it takes probably 10 beers to get me drunk, and by that time I'm just too full to even enjoy it. I don't know how anybody gets drunk on beer. It's so filling. I love it, but it's so filling. And I never drink beer to get drunk. We've debated about this. Like, I know you don't really care about the taste of any alcohol, but I love the taste of beer. Like, if it weren't for the calories or whatever, I would just drink beer with every meal. I think it goes great with food. But if it's time to get silly, you know, it's going to take me a while to get there on beer.
I had two big scotches last night and then two big mugs of beer and a half pound of fried shrimp at the bowling alley.
There you go.
That's what we did Halloween. We went bowling.
I saw that video of the strike, dude. That was pretty impressive. That was
the highlight of the whole night. Lucky she was taping. I got two strikes in a row and then it tanked the rest of the time.
What's your score? Do you remember? Did you break 200
or something? No, I don't think I've ever broken 200. I think I broke 200 once in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You broken 200 in the past, bowling?
Several times.
Several times?
I used to be in a league. When I was a teenager, I was in a bowling league.
Ah, yeah. Swimming in puss.
Teenage bowler. Every Saturday morning at Riverside Lanes in Canton, Georgia. God, start early. I'd get there like 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Did that for about a year.
Yeah, I got to get you out of the way for the regular crowd to roll in.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I love to bowl. Don't bowl enough. I love a good old bowling alley, too. Went to one. Did I tell you about this? We were in Nashville about a year and a half ago over the holidays. And went to some hipster place. I forgot the name of it. It was like $80 an hour to bowl.
Oh, you were talking about that. Yeah, they... they're trying to make it an event now.
Yeah, what am I, fucking driving a race car? It's a bowling alley. But yeah, I like the old grimy 70s ones that still have the same decor. It's a good hang, a bowling alley.
Yeah, this one's like a new one. So they got an arcade and stuff in there, but then they got the bar, they got the adult side. Where you can get drinks at the lane. I'm still at odds with the whole eating food while you bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It really turns into like the old world, like medieval times where you had to wipe your ass with your hand. And that's why people shake with their right hand because their left hand was used for wiping their ass. I always got to remember, like, if I'm bowling with my right hand, I can only eat with my left hand.
I'm not trying
to touch these fried shrimp after I'm fucking dipping in the... communal orifice of a public bowling ball.
I used to have my own ball. I wouldn't mind having my own ball again. Of course, I don't bowl enough to warrant it. But
how much do a shot out of the thumb hole of a bowling ball going out?
Ooh, that's rough.
How much for a shot of Jim Beam?
I mean, you know, I would do it. That's about as gross as drinking from a public water fountain. I did that the other day for the first time in years.
It's way more gross, dude.
And I put my mouth way on it more like I did gross. When I was a kid. No, it is gross, more gross, but I'm still saying the public water fountain, when I was doing that, I was like, ooh, this just, in a post-COVID world, this seems risky.
It's a teen's finger-banging hand. With some nacho cheese and a hangnail.
Oh,
that's
man.
Much more gross than a water fountain with constantly moving water. I mean, I don't like that. Now that I carry my water bottle everywhere, I don't drink out of those. But anyway, man, you want to talk about some goblins? Yeah, man. We were just like sending around all the trick or treaters. We didn't have too many. I was telling him, like, take as much as you want. There's not a lot of trick-or-treaters. And this little kid grabbed one piece and, like, get a handful. And his mom's like, that's enough. I'm like, you suck, lady. But this kid's in a costume. It's cold out. Let him. They're mini Snickers. Let him have 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Get bent. Put your kid up for adoption. You're shit at being a parent. Halloween, that's enough.
It's Halloween.
Just stay home if there's that. That's enough. Don't even go door-to-door. Getting free candy, that's enough.
What'd you guys give out? What kind of candy?
Rachel got like the little fun size, which even a fun size aren't that fun anymore. They're half the size of a fun size.
Huh.
Are the Snickers and the Milky Ways and everything. That's why I'm like, get in there, you guys.
Yeah.
Have at it. It's like half the size of a fun size.
Yeah.
And then little bags of Swedish Fish and Sour Patch Kids.
There you go. It's not bad.
Swedish Fish, underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what makes them Swedish.
Big fan of any fruity jelly candy.
Same.
All right, let's talk about cooking. Let's talk about Green Chef. Green Chef has a meal plan for every single healthy lifestyle, whether you're doing keto, paleo, plant-powered diets, even if you just want to have a delicious but balanced dinner, you're going to need to get you some Green Chef. Their expert chefs curate every recipe With over 30 meal choices every week and the flexibility to switch plans, you'll never have to sacrifice taste for nutrition. Next week on their menu, Parmesan crusted chicken. Wow. Spicy kimchi beef patties. Okay. Egg roll soup. I'm down. Delicious stuff. Over 30 meal choices every week. You can also avoid the long lines at the grocery store and get fresh premium ingredients delivered right to your door. And since Green Chef's ingredients are pre-portioned, you'll actually be reducing food waste by at least 25%. That's what I love the most about Green Chef. Even though I love to cook, sometimes it's nice to have someone else send you exactly what you need. When I do it myself, it's always delicious, but I always make too much. Sometimes I don't get to the leftovers. It goes in the trash. Oh, breaks my heart. Not the case with Green Chef. They pre-portion everything perfectly, so you're going to nail these recipes. They're going to be delicious and easy to make. Green Chef is also America's number one meal kit for eating well, whether you're doing keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, pescatarian, you name it. They got you covered. Boogie Monster listeners, right now, go to greenchef.com/boogie100. Use code boogie100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. How about that? greenchef.com/boogie100. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. All right, Lucy Nicotine. You know them, you love them. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine. Comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine and cherry ice flavor. Yum. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, at the gym, you know, any place you might chew gum. I am not a smoker. I don't necessarily need this, but it sounds delicious, and I might start chewing it just because. Why not? It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug your vape. Throw out your gross dip. Get you some Lucy nicotine gums and or lozenges. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, you don't even have to leave your house. How nice is that? Boogie Monster listeners, right now, go to lucy.co, not com, lucy.co, and use promo code Boogie to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum and or lozenges. Again, that's lucy.co. Use promo code Boogie at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer warning. This product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. You knew that. Lucy.co, promo code Boogie. All right, let's talk about Talkspace. It's that crazy time of year, you know? End of the year, you got holidays coming up. People are stressed. Got to buy gifts, you got to arrange all that stuff, you got to deal with time off at work and all that. Me personally, I got a lot going on this fall. You know, I got the wedding coming up, I'm on tour right now, I got other tours coming up, we got the holidays. It's easy to be overwhelmed by life in general, especially this time of year. That's why you might benefit from Talkspace. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform. There are thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, more. Talkspace works around your schedule at your convenience with live video sessions and unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist. Friends and family are great to talk to, but sometimes, let's be honest, they don't have all the answers. They're not expected to. They're not trained in this field. A Talkspace therapist is trained to help you with whatever you're dealing with in this realm. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year, or you want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code Boogie. That's $100 off when you use code Boogie at Talkspace.com. Did you watch any movies last night?
We watched the Beetlejuice.
Oh, right. You just said that.
We watched Katie's love interest, Beetlejuice. 80s sex symbol, Beetlejuice.
Get me a mask.
Jesus, man. Beetlejuice. Wow. Like, did it extend to any other kind of horror type folks or?
No, I think that's all. I think that's the one that.
Any other Michael Keaton incarnations? Maybe Gung Ho. Maybe Michael Keaton.
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom is a classic. Gung Ho. What about Batman? He's in a costume there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, probably. Yeah, probably Batman. I got to ask her about that one. Yeah, man. Competing with a goblin. Yeah, man. Let's get into some spooky stuff. I've been meaning to delve back into this topic for a few weeks, given that we just left the Halloween season. Didn't get around to it, but yeah, like I said, watched American Werewolf in London last night. I watched The Howling a few nights ago. Been really into the werewolf stuff. I thought maybe let's get into The Beast of Bray Road. You ever heard about this bastard?
I think so, because I think we talked about it before.
Well, we've mentioned it. I don't think we've done a proper episode on it. We probably mentioned The Beast of Bray Road during our Michigan Dogman episode a few years back. And upon my limited research, I think it's the same creature, but one's in Michigan and one's in Wisconsin. Beast of Bray Road. Bray Road, in reference to a road in the town of Elkhorn, Wisconsin, which is where people first started seeing this hairy humanoid with canine features, right, not unlike a werewolf or a dog man.
Wisconsin werewolf.
This dog man cryptid has always fascinated me because I love any type of, I love all cryptids. Talk a lot about cryptids, but I love any type of cryptid that could be a mutation or just a quick lateral move from an existing animal. And, for example, Bigfoot, a lot of people think, member of the ape family, just, a bipedal ape.
Sure.
but the dog, the dog man, it's just a beefed up bipedal canine, basically, is what this thing is.
Did they ever ask anybody if they've seen a wolf before after they've reported these things?
I'm sure they have. And, like with any of these sightings or cryptids, I'm sure a lot of it is misidentification or what have you. But there's a lot of these sightings from lucid, normal, sober people who were like, yeah, wasn't a wolf, wasn't a bear, wasn't a coyote.
Sober people in Wisconsin. Okay. Yeah.
But I was thinking about this, like cats, for example. There's all types of different species of cats, and not just house cats, but like meaning starting with your basic house cat, then bobcat, lynx, cougar, jaguar, panther, tiger, lion, cheetah. There's dozens, right? But with canines, all you really hear about are dogs, wolves, and coyotes. I mean, I guess there's hyena. I get, would a hyena be a part of the canine family? It feels like it might be.
Let's go to the machines. Mm-hmm.
You got wild dog, like African wild dogs, or Australia. I think they have the dingo, but still, really only a few models of canines. You got your dog, your coyote, your wolf, and then your other. Whereas cats, like I said, there's a lot more. So if Bigfoot or Sasquatch is a member of the ape family, why is it? Well, first of all, I'm basing this off the notion that Bigfoot is factually exists. But my point is, I believe jackals. Bigfoot, and I believe jackals. That's right. Yeah, why is it a far stretch to think that there could be a cryptid version of a canine, bipedal or otherwise?
Well, I mean, because wolves are real.
Mm-hmm.
Bears are real.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it far-fetched to think people saw a bear that's real?
Well, because I think your average person who's not full of shit and not hallucinating and not drunk and not an idiot, I think your average person, if they saw, let's pretend that this dog man or something similar is real. If they saw that, I think your average person would easily be able to differentiate between that and a bear. Most. Now, of course, like I said, I'm sure there's tons of accounts from people who are just misidentifying or full of shit or whatever. But, you know, a bear, similar, but I think enough differences where the average person could look at something and be like, no, that's not a bear. And many of these sightings, now, granted, there are some big-ass wolves. Some of these, what is it, timber wolves? There's some video recently, might have been in Yosemite or something, where this lady's just video. She's driving in her car, and a wolf is running alongside the car.
Oh, yeah.
Not like trying wolves. To attack her, but just trying to wolves. Just trying wolves. To keep up. And this thing looked like a fucking donkey.
Yeah, they're big boys.
Huge. Yeah. So I get that. You know, but the a lot of these sightings, the differentiating factor is it was bipedal. A lot of people are like, yeah, it looked like a big old wolf, but it was walking on two legs. So,
well,
how's that happen?
It's a bear. Bears walk on two legs.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, all right, so we got a scary Wisconsin thing.
Mm-hmm.
Around where people go ice fishing. Mm-hmm. Which is just drinking over a hole you've drilled in the ice of a lake.
Yeah.
So that's already a choice people make.
Mm-hmm.
Of a sound mind, you're saying. Hey, it's so cold the lake froze over. Then we drill a hole in it, make a little shack with a heater, and sit over this hole and catch fish.
I've never done that, but I'm not.
Nobody's done
that
sober in the history of ice fishing.
I'm not opposed.
That's never been a sober idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's freezing outside. You want to go sit on that lake and get some fish out of it? Oh, Professor, booze? Yeah, there's booze. We'll just drive our trucks out onto the ice of the lake and sit out there. Oh, fuck, what is that? There's no way it's a bear or a wolf. It's probably a creature that we've made up.
Well,
I mean, listen, I'm trying to keep the mystery. I get it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, especially Michigan and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I was in 4th of July. We were camping up in northern Wisconsin by the UP. And there's plenty of unexplored turf up there.
Yeah.
So let's go with, okay, we'll go with it. Where do they evolve from?
Well, this is where things get interesting, Kyle. Could it be? Could we be talking about a minimum of two different things? Meaning, the Beast of Bray Road, Michigan Dogman, what have you, could be a big canine hybrid cryptid. Could be some mutation, some crossbreeding, what have you. Big ass gnarly canine that doesn't fit neatly under science's categories of canines.
Bears and dogs humping down with each other.
Or, Kyle.
Okay.
A lot of these sightings, bipedal. A lot of these sightings kind of have a man's torso. Some of these sightings report muscular pectorals, muscular torso, shoulders, biceps. Could we be talking about some sort of werewolf? Could we be talking about a shapeshifter?
All right, here's my thing with werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a guy, first off, no lady werewolves?
Great question.
Ever? Never a werewolf with a big swinging cans? So, I mean,
would she have to, how many teats does a female dog have?
I don't know. They got like a rack. They got like a rack of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Belly full of light switches. So never a lady werewolf. Okay, but if you're a guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like going back? Are you just a member of society otherwise? Like American Werewolf in London, where he's like, you got to lock me up. I'm a werewolf. Bad things are going to happen. You're aware. You're an werewolf.
There it is. Yeah, I guess. Well, what's your choice? You know, you got to go back to society once you transform back, right? Or are you saying that this guy's like, nah, I'm just going to be feral out in the woods and try to adapt to this lifestyle?
So that's what I'm saying. If you're a responsible individual,
mm-hmm.
you'd be like, oh shit, I'm gonna go kill people. You better lock me up, put me in a cage.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the responsible thing to do.
But that's not what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still don't know the origin stories of werewolves. Do you remember? Like I understand you got to be bitten by a werewolf, but, you know, how did that werewolf, like, where did it all start?
Also, if a werewolf bites a guy, a guy turns into a werewolf, but werewolves eating other animals,
mm-hmm.
are they turning into things?
It's a great question. Maybe.
I'm saying, I think people are seeing, like, rabid wolves or rabid bears.
Mm-hmm.
Acting crazy. You know, they're acting nuts. They got the sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Look up. All right, let's look up werewolves here. Let's get a little info on a werewolf. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The lycanthrope.
Yeah.
Human with the ability to shapeshift into a wolf is all according to Wikipedia. Purposely or after being placed under a curse or affliction, often a bite or a scratch from another werewolf. What happens if a werewolf bites another werewolf? Does that make a super werewolf, or do they both get to stop being werewolves?
Hmm.
European folklore, Christian interpretation of underlying European folklore, blah, 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 blah. It's a lot of old-timey stuff when people were dumb, you know. And people were dumb and they just didn't know what to believe in.
Yeah. Just searching for answers.
That's, yeah. It's like now where we think the vaccines have microchips in them. It's a mm-hmm. different type of dark age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just saying it was like a folklore thing. Mm. It's not really saying, it's not giving me any, it's not giving me any science, if you can believe it or not. Not a lot of science.
Yeah.
Behind this.
Well, my knee-jerk reaction to the concept of a werewolf is, you know, that's fiction. That's not doable. But then I think about skinwalkers and shapeshifters. And I'm not saying I believe necessarily in skinwalkers, but, you know, could be. So... If I had to guess, I would say I want to believe in the cryptid version. I want to believe, much like a Sasquatch, there's a big gnarly hybrid canine out there that's possibly on two legs. I think that's more believable than an actual werewolf. But like I said, you know, when you start talking about skinwalkers and that whole shit, I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to drum up enthusiasm for this one. I'm being honest, Dave.
I understand.
I feel like in Wisconsin has given us so much in the way of, you know, Dahmer and a bunch of other fucking psychos.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, leave it alone with the cryptids. Like, you guys got enough weirdness. You guys are creating madmen.
Mm-hmm.
Just from your own whatever's going on up there. I don't think you got to come up with like, oh, there's a wolf man. Nah, you guys got And Dahmer was trying to create fuck zombies in an apartment. Not even a house, an apartment. Like he had to go and get mail out of his mailbox and say hi to somebody on the elevator before he went back to his refrigerator filled with human heads.
Oh, man. Did I tell you I stayed in the hotel room literally next door to the room that he killed his first victim in?
I think you were saying that. What was the hotel?
I think it's the Ambassador Hotel. The Beatles also stayed there during their first trip to America. But, yeah, I was staying there just by chance, and I found it odd that there was a jacuzzi in my room. And not even, like, in the bathroom, just, like, in the corner of the bedroom. There was a jacuzzi. So I just took a picture of it, put it on Instagram, and then somebody was like, oh, you're staying in the same hotel that Dahmer killed one of his first victims in. And then I did the research, and I forgot what the numbers were, but I was
507.
Yeah. I was in like 509 or 505. It was literally next door.
Really?
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
What is going on with Wisconsin and Minnesota and that part of Michigan? What's going on? Is it the weather? Is it the fact that they can't really do much half of the year in terms of outdoor? Why are they producing so many weirdos?
I think it's weather. I think it's isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you forget a lot of farm country out there. But, you know, I honestly don't know. Or maybe some of the more higher profile. Because there's like serial killers that are just out there. Mm-hmm. But they're not. I say this with all respect. Not as creative. Maybe. They're just out there killing people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not making the headlines, not as sensational as these guys. There's Ed Gein, Wisconsin also.
Yeah, Ed Gein.
So, yeah, these are pretty horrific tales. Oh, yeah, La Crosse, Wisconsin. All right. I wonder if it's like a religious upbringing that's kind of...
Hmm.
Been there. I don't know what the. Let's see. Ed Gein was. Kind of a. All right. Yeah. Rough childhood and everything. You got me, man.
Well, here's the other reason that the cryptid angle intrigues me, much like Sasquatch. Given that region. It's, like you said, very isolated. Certain areas of those states and in Canada, that whole area, often very isolated. A lot of wilderness, a lot of bush for a giant cryptid to hide and hunt.
Too much, and too dwell. Much dairy.
Oh, man. Cheese curds, dude.
Watch out. Might have you... eating people's brains. Yeah, Dahmer just seemed like he's a regular fella.
Eh.
I mean, up until.
Yeah. What'd he do? What'd he do for a living? Where'd he work? He worked in some factory.
Worked at a candy factory.
Candy factory, that's right. Whew. I don't know.
What do you do? Like,
how do you work?
They talk about he had a fascination with dead animals. What happens if you're a parent and you realize your kid's going to be, not being facetious, but like going to be a psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
Like exhibits that kind of behavior. Because I read something on Reddit a while back, whether it be, people make up whatever they want on Reddit, but about being like, you know, it hadn't planned on having kids, but we had one, and then the kid just has, like, mentally is a psychopath and has no sense of right or wrong or remorse for hurting other people.
Wow.
And, like, what happens when that's your kid?
Yeah, what do you know? Do?
So, that's got. You know, my child's got a mental disorder that's going to make them dangerous to the world.
What do you do with that? I guess you seek professional help. You get a psychiatrist or somebody in there, but what actions can you take? I mean, it seems cruel to isolate them preemptively. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that right there. That's an example of why I've never had interest in being a parent, because with my luck, something like that would arise and I don't fucking know what to do. What do you do with this kid? All right, fresh from San Diego, California, comes the only sunglasses brand I'm ever going to wear again. I'm talking, of course, about Blenders Eyewear. You're going to be just as hooked as I am when you see how awesome these shades are. I went with the Swagger Cat model. I feel like those are the sunglasses that best represent my personality. Chase Fisher started Blenders by selling his beachy shades out of a backpack while doubling as a surf instructor in Pacific Beach. His goal? To create an adventurous mid-priced eyewear option with the same cool factor as other leading styles. Unlike expensive big brand shades that you've probably lost or smashed in the past, just like I have, Blenders are actually affordable. So you're not going to be too butthurt when the inevitable happens and you sit on these bad boys. It's just, it's the price of doing business. You're going to wear some cool sunglasses, you're going to lose them, you're going to sit on them. So why not get some really high quality rad ones that don't cost too much? Blenders team of in-house designers are constantly coming out with new styles, from orange polarized wraparounds, tortoise shell frames with purple lenses, to classic gold arms on black lenses. And it's not just sunglasses. Blenders has prescription glasses, readers, blue lights, whatever you need, as well as a snow collection with goggles and accessories. How about that? Live life in forward motion with Blenders today. To score 15% off your Blenders purchase, visit BlendersEyewear.com, enter promo code BOOGIEVIP. That's BlendersEyewear.com, code BOOGIEVIP for 15% off your order. How about that? Blenders, rocked with pride worldwide. All right, guys, big news from my favorite home security company, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right, SimpliSafe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over the entire yard. It has a 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence in case any scumbags try to steal your stuff. Has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day or night. It's super simple to set up. Usually just takes about 10 minutes. I have SimpliSafe here. It took me like 10, 15 minutes to set up. No maintenance. They got a great customer service team that can help you, walk you through anything you need 24/7. They're there for you. Plus, this camera, it integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, every window, every room of your property is protected, and your family will be protected too. So that's important. To learn more about the exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit SimpliSafe, S-I-M-P-L-I, by the way, SimpliSafe.com/boogie. That's SimpliSafe.com/boogie. SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service absolutely free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. It's hard to say. Monitoring. Again, simplysafe.com/boogie. Did you ever
that movie
display any of that?
Kevin, did I display any of it?
Yeah, did you ever...
Did I display any of that?
Well, just kind of hoping I wasn't the weirdo. I did.
What did you do?
We used to play fish baseball. I feel bad about that. We'd go fishing. We'd catch a fish, and then whoever caught it, you just reel it in, and then you hold it up, and then the other guy's got a bat. And it's just, putting it on a tee.
Yeah, I dropped a brick on a frog. I talked about that in stand-up. Still feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I used to hit lightning bugs with a tennis racket. But again, and I'll go back to this. Oh, that's cruel. All right. Mm-hmm. Are we sitting on the floor of a slaughterhouse watching what happens to the cows?
True. True.
When we're conveniently ignoring how we get our burgers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a different conversation. Oof, I got a real weird looking search history from this episode now.
Right. But anyway, going back to the cryptid angle, like, there's so much open space, unoccupied land in that part of the country, and also so much wild game, so many sources of food for a big, crazy cryptid like this. So I'm not saying I believe necessarily, but I mean, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of sightings. And again, yes, a high percentage, whatever that percentage is, you know, bullshit, misidentification, drunk, lying. There's a certain percentage of like regular folks are like, yeah, I know this sounds crazy, but this is what I saw. And going back to just this broad concept of we haven't discovered everything. There's so much we don't know. We think that we've got it all figured out in terms of science and what's going on this planet, but who's to say? There's not some crazy bipedal dog wolf bears out there. Fascinating, I mean, to me.
All right, well, you go up there with your cheese curds and your spotted cow. Post up. Post up in one of the fields. But
there's some decent videos around. There's one I saw recently. I'll try to find it and share it. But of
what?
Fuck.
I can't remember. Of the Beasts of Bray Road? All right, let's go.
Night Vision. There's a recent one of Night Vision of what looked, you know, some crazy bipedal thing. Night Vision trail cams, what I'm trying to say. Trail cam footage. And there's a few that, you know, make you. There's a lot that are just absolute garbage, but there's a few that make you go,
Well, I'm going to say jury's out for me on this one, but
you ever been afraid of dogs when you were a kid?
No, and I got bit by the dog in the face. I still got a scar under my eye.
Really? How'd that happen?
Yeah. I had some white trash neighbors that had Dobermans that they always let run around the neighborhood, came into our yard and bit me in the face.
Damn. How old were you?
A little kid.
Ah.
Four, maybe. Yeah.
Damn. We used to have a neighbor when I was about that age who just had a German Shepherd, but to me it looked like a fucking elephant. Like, it just looked like... Now I look back, it is probably just normal size, but I was like, God, that thing's got to weigh 400 pounds. That thing swallows people whole. But just that was one of my first encounters with like true fear. I remember being like 4 years old, and the dog's name was Bruce. I don't know why I remember that, but just it was always on a chain, and presumably because it was just a fucking, in my mind, a maniac that just could not. You know, as soon as it got loose, it's just going to be a slaughterhouse. And that's one of the first things. I used to just walk by their house, and I would look, and I would just be like, oh, my God, look at that bastard. Yeah. And that was, like, the first – one of my first examples of, like, man, I am fucking terrified of that thing right over there. It just was so intimidating.
I was never – like, my aunt and uncle always had giant dogs, but I was never afraid of them. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it was good with the animals.
I wonder if wolves, this sounds like a dumb question, but I wonder if wolves are aggressive towards humans. I mean, I know they're gnarly, badass mammals, but I'm saying, I wonder if there's been encounters or examples of people out hiking or hunting or whatever run across wolves and how they respond to humans. Or if they, you know, like a coyote will do everything it can to get away from you. I wonder if wolves are that way, or if wolves are, you know.
I think wolves
are looking for some fights.
I think a wolf will eat your face right off your head. That's what I think a wolf will do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wolf. That's why it's in metaphors. Wolves and sheep. You know, there's a three little pigs. It's a wolf. I mean, I can't think of anything where a wolf has been depicted as like, oh, timid wolf. Look at that wolf running away again. I mean, it's a wolf. No, but
I just mean in real life, if you were out hiking or whatever and you ran across one, would it want to tangle or would it want to get the hell away
probably.
From you?
I'm getting, I'm, yeah, probably. I don't know, like bears, like the black bears usually run away as long as you don't startle them.
Yeah.
They're supposed to, yeah. Just don't. So, you know, who knows? That might be looking it up. I don't know, Dave.
Yeah.
Don't, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't say try it. I wouldn't say figure it out yourself.
Yeah. No.
Maybe do a few more clicks on it before you're like, you know what? Let's find out about these wolves.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. Coyote, not fazed by it all. I could beat up a coyote with one arm tied behind my back, but
coyotes aren't trying to fuck with people.
Nah,
we know that. You live in Los Angeles long enough, you just see them around.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Anything going on, man? What do you got this week? You got shows?
Nothing, man. We had, you know, it's Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Listen, I'm a little sluggish today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a Halloween night. I went to gymnasium. I went to the gymnasium today.
Oh, how'd that go? I meant to ask you. I
had a personal trainer just tell me what exercises to do just to, I'm not even trying to do anything like get ripped or anything. I'm like, I just want to prevent injury as I age.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't want to get old and have shit like fall apart from lack of use, you know?
No, I agree.
So.
Yeah. At this point, it's not so much about aesthetics as it is just maintenance and survival.
No, I just don't want to be one of the people that gets older and then, as it is right now, like tendonitis in my knee and gout and everything. It's like, all right, well, we got to be a little more proactive on handling this stuff because it's not like you're a kid and you're just running around playing and moving your body all the time, especially not here in Oregon when it's winter now and. It was nice out for Halloween, but now it's just back to just the permanent gray drizzle. So, and it's, you know, down the street. So it's something I can go and just keep things hopefully moving freely. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Hell yeah. What exercises did he teach you about?
Oh, this was just, I was staying away because I got to do physical therapy. This is very uninteresting stuff for the listener, but I got to stay away from my knees and ankles because I'm doing physical therapy for those. So it's just like stretches and just different stuff for like, shoulders and chest and back and everything. I'm not, you know, I'm not bench pressing shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to do that.
Well, good for you, man. That's exciting.
Yeah, man. I'm not trying to get bigger. I'm just trying to make sure what I have doesn't crumble when I go to pick up laundry.
That would be funny, though, if you did get jacked, like almost on accident. Like, oh, shit, look at this.
Yeah, I just do the Kumail regimen.
Yeah.
Go fully beefed out.
That would be so funny.
Strong people aren't funny.
No, that's true.
Strong, good-looking comedians, no use for them.
No thanks.
Beat it, nerds. Somebody said, like hot people doing comedy is cultural appropriation of ugly people. But yeah, get out of here, man.
Yeah, it is true.
Leave this one for the dweebs.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, dude.
All right, man. What about you?
Cool, buddy.
I know. I feel like I'm running out of steam. I don't want to do that to the listener. We can end at 50 minutes. It's all right.
That's cool, buddy. No, we're both preoccupied. It's my last episode as a unmarried man. So next time you hear my voice, I will be locked down.
You're going to be married, fella, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed that. You're excited. You're ready.
Ready as I'll ever be.
The Beetlejuice thing isn't throwing you at all?
Nah. I go pick up my suit tomorrow, hoping that fits. So that'll be cool. And, got all the liquor, getting the suit, catering's on point. Playlist are almost complete. So, yeah, man, ready to party, dude. We will see you in Palm Springs.
Hell yeah, man.
Talking to you, Kyle, not the listener.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, sure. Are we going to be recording next Monday, or will you be enjoying your first few days as a married man?
I have no idea. Maybe that's something we got to figure out off the air. We'll see.
We'll see what happens if we get an episode next Tuesday.
We'll just see. There's no
just
way.
Just tell
to
people
know.
You got divorced already. Didn't last. Kind of squashed it with annulled it within 48 hours.
Like a couple of dipshit celebrities.
Yeah. Not going to work. All right, buddy.
Well, hell yeah, dude. Watch out for those werewolves and be sure to stretch. And
be sure to stretch. Watch out for the werewolves.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So that our stay sexy, don't get murdered. Sign off. Remember to stretch. Watch out for werewolves.
Call before you dig. All right, buddy. We'll see you. We'll see you in person next week. We'll figure out what's going on.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back.